This is Susan V. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out, and I'm speaking with Craig Howe. Craig is the founder of one of the first social media agencies in the country, that is Rocket XL, and he's an advisor to companies large and small on how to maximize their social media presence. Kelly Zafar is a private management consultant and executive coach who basically is called upon to help a company with all things new, from R&D through implementation. They are both mentors for the Telluride Venture Accelerator Program. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
You're welcome. So, Craig, let's begin with you, and let's establish your street cred for the key role you've played in TVA as a mentor in residence. How did you, in your own world, get your start? What is Rocket XL? How did you become involved with TVA in the first place? And why does the initiative interest you enough to offer your valuable time and skills? So that's a mouthful. Begin with
that. Yeah, no problem. So I was a longtime marketing executive, and in the early 2000s, I was spending millions of dollars on TV and print, and putting little tiny bits of money into influencer marketing or viral marketing back then, and found out that in the world of video games where I came from, people were buying a lot more product based on recommendations of friends and reading forums and chat rooms. So I was fortunate to kind of learn by experience that social media was sort of leading the way into a change in consumer behavior on how they buy products. So I left my comfy corporate job and started a social media agency out of the back of my house. We were one of the first, I believe. Grew it from me working with my feet on my dog to 85 people, Los Angeles, New York, Toronto and London, Unilever, Kraft, the National Hockey League, Cliff Bar. We had some phenomenal clients. So did that, sold the business, and then I kind of took a little time to think about what I wanted to do with my life, and I realized that there's a couple things that I fundamentally love. One of those things is Colorado, because I grew up just outside of Evergreen, and I'll never forget the first time I came to Telluride when I was 18 years old. I couldn't believe it was a real place. It just looks like a living painting. And I've always been in love with it, and I know I'm trying to answer this massive question as quickly as possible, but
fine.
I joined the TVA, basically a gentleman that went to Anderson Business School at UCLA told me that Telluride was starting a venture accelerator, and he knew the individual that was running the program, and I was the first person to jump on and basically beg Jesse Johnson to see if there was any possible way for me to get involved. And timing just ended up being great, because I had a lot of time to give. Just coming off an exit, I had a lot of experiences that I wanted to share more about what not to do and, you know, how to sort of cut that learning curve and focus on what's important. And I was able to link up with Jesse, and hopefully I'm applying that now to the TVA companies.
Thank you. And it was a wonderful answer to a way too big question. So, Kelly, you now, on more or less the same subject, what is the vision of Touchpoint Strategy, and why did you leave the safety net of corporate America to found a consulting firm? And then how did you become involved with TVA?
Sure. Well, I want to start off by saying I actually think the idea of corporate America being safe is a bit of an illusion these days. I think, you know, if you can't find the job you want in corporate America, it's worth going out and trying to create it on your own. I had actually left a small consulting firm to work on a startup in the wedding industry, and about 2 months into planning, my partner for the initiative pulled out. Now, she was a top-tier wedding planner and really critical to getting the venture off the ground, and so there was really no way I was going to do it without her. But around that time, I was getting offers from some small NGOs to continue doing the consulting that I'd been doing prior to leaving. And Touchpoint Strategy was really born out of that request. I saw an opportunity to take my background in strategy and marketing and marry it up with some executive coaching skills to really help organizations transform their ideas into viable businesses or events, you know, new initiatives. As for getting involved with TVA, Craig and I had the opportunity to work together with one of my clients. I do a lot of work for the NFL, and he came in to partner up on an event we did earlier this year. And as we got to know each other, he suggested that I might have some fun working with these startups, and he introduced me to Jesse, and things really unfolded from there. So dedicating time to this program was actually a really easy decision. I knew I was going to be rolling off a six-month project with the NFL in June, and I was looking to switch gears mentally. I'm passionate about entrepreneurship and mentoring, and had worked with startups before starting my consulting practice. So working with these four ventures has just been a really exciting challenge.
Wonderful. Thank you for that. So, Craig, I want to continue with some basic definitions. We are talking about Telluride Venture Accelerator. What is an accelerator, say, versus an incubator, which is another word used in the entrepreneurial world?
Yeah, Susan, I'm really glad you asked this question, because I think a lot of people assume that they're the same thing, or either that, or they sort of get a little fuzzy with the lines between the two different types of businesses. An accelerator is typically class-based, which means that it's a finite period of time. It's usually run where the supporting group, in this case the Telluride Foundation and other individual investors, take a small equity percentage into companies in exchange for helping them get through what's typically a 3 to 6 month period, and then they'll provide access to mentors and advisors that can help them forward their growth during that time. And then they culminate with a demo day, which is what is going to happen next week here in Telluride, where you bring in other people that can invest in the business and take it to the next level. So that's an accelerator. An incubator takes an internal idea and brings in an external team to manage it. So a great example of an incubator is the Target Innovation Lab, Target being a big retailer that wanted to drive innovation in their company, but they knew that they couldn't do that just with their existing staff. So they developed a separate group within their company that was a combination of people in the tech world, the e-commerce world, and those that knew the Target brand. And they then put them in a separate group within the company that could just focus on innovation. And the great thing about an incubator program is that there's no finite time to it, so you can spend literally years refining and coming up with different variations of a business concept or solving a specific business problem. Does that answer your question?
Perfectly. Thank you very, very much. So starting with you, Kelly, could you define your role within Telluride Venture Accelerator in this inaugural cycle, and then, Craig, define yours?
Sure. I'm actually a late-stage mentor for the program. I came in about 3.5 weeks ago, and I'm focused on helping the ventures translate their visions and their business strategies into effective presentations. On any given day, that might involve digging deeper into their underlying strategies, helping them run some numbers, diving into PowerPoint, or especially in these last couple days, coaching them on their pitches.
Okay. And Craig?
I'm sorry, I totally lost my frame there. Can you
No, no problem. No problem. Your role within TDA.
I was listening to Kelly.
a good person to listen to. So your role within TVA, what have you been and what are you doing?
Yeah, I'm serving as an entrepreneur in residence at the completion of the program. So what Jesse Johnson decided to do was bring in one entrepreneur in residence at the very beginning that could sort of set the framework for more of a COO, if you will, to help them with their operations. And then at the end, the focus, my role, is really to get them prepared to maximize their presentation demo on the 15th. That's kind of refining their pitch materials, refining their presentations from a graphic standpoint, helping them with their talking points. And then up to this period, I've been spending a lot of time introducing them to different people within my network that can help them forward their different businesses from a digital and social media standpoint.
Wonderful. Okay, thank you. And now, what do you collectively see as a key to success for a Telluride Venture Accelerator? What would constitute a home run for this initiative?
Craig, do you want to lead off on that?
I think, yeah, sure. The key to success for the TVA, in my mind, is, getting the support of the community, which I think that Jesse and the people that are running that program have really done from day one. The thing that makes Telluride special is the people that have come here to live or to have second homes that believe in the community as a whole. What would be very successful to me as this program kind of moves forward is a lot of these people within the programs right now are leveraging external resources to do a lot of their work preparing for the demo day. So they're using designers that live elsewhere, programmers, digital strategists, and specialists. And I feel like what's going to start happening as more and more businesses kind of come from this program and are successful, it's going to attract talent to this city that will be able to support these types of businesses. So to me, that's the key to success long-term for this program. What would constitute a home run for the new initiative? In my mind, that's pretty simple one word. It's funding. You know, the goal of any accelerator program is to get funding for the companies that are involved. And I feel like that's what we want to come away with for at least, you know, at least 50% of these companies would be absolutely phenomenal. But if we can just get one of these companies funded coming off the demo day, that would be phenomenal.
I totally agree. Kelly, would you talk about the due diligence you've put these four winning companies through? What were some of the unique challenges each faced in evolving their vision, strategy, and tactics? What kinds of questions did you ask? What kinds of things did you say to get them to hone their stories to a diamond polish?
Well, it's a great question. And coming in as a late-stage mentor, I had a very fresh set of eyes and was able to look at their pitches much in the same way that these investors who may not be familiar with the spaces in which they're operating will be evaluating them. In my experience, both entrepreneurs and corporate executives often underestimate the budgets required to achieve projected market share. And it's really important to be realistic at this stage because so much hinges on making the numbers. So as a result, a lot of my due diligence centered on grilling each of them about the problem or opportunity and then how their proposed solution was both competitive and financially viable. I really wanted to understand the details of their business models and their specific go-to-market plans. So we spent a lot of time talking through this, and I feel like probably surfaced a lot of the questions that would likely be raised by an investor and then have used that information to strengthen their pitches. As far as unique challenges, there are a couple that I think are worth mentioning. One is just access to data. You know, sizing a market's hard, even when you have access to industry reports or you're operating with insider knowledge and some historical financial information. But those types of reports can be really expensive, putting them beyond the reach of a cash-strapped startup. So it's really important that to kind of bring the numbers into a realistic perspective, make sure that they're reasonable without eroding the potential of the opportunity. So we spent a lot of time in different sessions looking at that. I think similarly, valuation, and while that's not my area of direct expertise, it's one that, you know, I've been able to ask a number of questions about, and I think in turn they've been able to go back into the mentor community and get advice from people who are subject matter experts in that area. Each side is looking to, you know, when you think about evaluation, structuring the deal presents a number of challenges. For the entrepreneur, they're trying to retain as much of the company as possible while securing a large enough investment to power the business, and of course investors are seeking the opposite. So figuring out the right ask and then positioning it to generate maximum interest is certainly a challenge that they've faced. And I think, you know, it's an area where, especially over the last 2 weeks, they've all worked really hard to nail that down. I'd say another one that I'll just bring up because I've noticed it in landing here and just sort of watching them all work. Three out of four of the ventures hail from outside of Telluride, so they're faced with the additional challenge of having to travel to either deal with real-time operational issues with their businesses, or they're working with teams in different time zones to hammer out tough questions. And there's really no substitute for face-to-face conversations. So I commend each of them for the stamina that they've demonstrated in dealing with that. I hope that, you know, hopefully that gives you a sense of some of the things that we've been working on. As for polishing their stories, there's really an art to presenting facts in a compelling format. And my goal in working with each of the ventures has been to help them tap into their passion and to bring that alive on every slide. really getting them to remember why they fell in love with this opportunity, what excites them about each part of their business, so that they can convey that in a compelling way.
Wonderful. It's really a look behind the office door that, many people have not been privileged to have, and I thank you for opening it. So finally, Craig, you get the grand finale here. Look into your crystal ball and say what you think might happen on pitch day.
On pitch day, I think Telluride will establish itself as a viable destination to jumpstart new businesses. I think that the mentors and advisors that have been involved with this program have brought in an unbelievable group of individuals from around the country that are interested in exploring investment opportunities in companies that are here, that want to be based here, that are coming through this program. And that's what my crystal ball is telling me, that this is going to be a great day for Telluride.
Wonderful. I think that's a perfect let's put an exclamation point at the end of that phrase and end here. This has been Susan V. Brock. I've been speaking with Craig Howe, founder of RocketXL, and Kelly Zafar, management consultant and executive coach, both helping to bring the four winning companies in the inaugural Telluride Venture in Accelerator program all the way to a home and perhaps a home run. Thank you both for joining me.
Thank you.
You.